I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Most prospective employees put on their best face for a job interview, but don't think about it much when they're at a meeting when they leave a position. Let's get some help from Rick Cobb, Executive Vice President, Keystone Partners here in Chicago. Rick, thanks for joining us this afternoon. The Great Resignation is underway as people leave their jobs at the end of the rather unique COVID working situation we found ourselves in over the last year to look for greener pastures or a better situation or a job that allows them to work remotely. And part of the process is leaving gracefully. And Rick, how does one do that? And I would imagine that includes an exit interview that includes more than just two words.
Sure. So you bring a really interesting point up, though. What the pandemic has caused is sort of a forced and possibly much more stressful environment than normal for people, particularly if you have a hospitality role where you're in front of a lot of customers. So when you're leaving an organization, your goal is to try and take as much of the emotion out of it as possible. And if you have a lot of emotion in this process, you need to spend some time working on that. You want to be running to something, not from something. And if you can make this analogy that when you're notifying somebody you're leaving, it's really sort of like you're saying, you know, I don't love you anymore, I want a divorce. So the emotional components of that can go really quickly off the rails. So you have to think about less is more, not two words, certainly, but what is the reason why you're leaving? Is it money? Is it lifestyle? Is it emotional? And that's probably one you need to try and figure out how to avoid or rephrase. Is it a different kind of work or a geography relocation that you can easily, and you want to have a reason that is not controversial, as close to absolutely true as possible, and doesn't really leave a lot of room for, well, what about this? What about that? You certainly don't want to be in a situation where, I don't recommend that people threaten to leave with the idea that their employer is going to counter and keep them. That never works in the long run. So I would avoid that. So it's about simple, as honest as possible, as clean as possible, and then I think to be willing to offer, if you're able to, both either from a time perspective or emotionally or functionally, if you're able to offer to work a notice, if that's something they're looking for, to inform them on ongoing work that still needs to be completed, to just leave as a good citizen. You know, there's something that we've talked about back the last time the economy was hot, which is the boomerang job. You know, it's conceivable now more than ever that you could be working at a company, leave it, and for whatever reason, because your skill sets require it and they offer you a job, or because the company you go to gets bought by the company that you left. And you really want to have as clean a slate as you can in the possibility of returning. Or you may find out the grass is not green. It's just paint. And you want to come back.
Well, that's great advice. Rick Cobb, Executive Vice President, Keystone Partners here in Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!